Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard it. This is America. I'm Senior Airman Oriana Beard, a.k.a. DJ Obi-Wan, and you're tuned into 88.5 The Eagle. So we are joined in the studio by a special guest this morning. If you want to introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, this is Sergeant Johnson, Calvin Johnson from the legal office. How's it going?
So we are just going to be in the studio chatting with him this hour, but for now, we're going to be getting back into the music with somebody that I used to know. Wolfpack, you just heard somebody that I used to know, so we are joined in the studio this morning by a special guest. If you want to, introduce yourself again, sir.
This is Sergeant Johnson, a.k.a. Shark-a-tron.
Shark-a-tron?
Yeah, that's what they call the legal office, Shark Tank, and I go by Sharknado, Shark-a-tron, Jagatron. Like, I got so many monikers over there.
So we are just hanging out in the studio this hour talking about a couple different things. Is there anything you want to start off with?
No, So we're trying to think of a name for this spot, right? Since I'm trying to be regular, I was thinking, you know, Thirsty Thursdays, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about that. You know, yeah. People are thirsty for knowledge,
absolutely,
so Thirsty Thursdays.
Absolutely, not to be confused with other stuff. And then, you know, I'm thinking about bringing that special brew, you know, so people so they can get their drink on with this particular Thirsty Thursday. But so I guess today, you know, I can be formatted and we could talk about certain structural type things, but I just want to talk about, you know, maybe we'll bring somebody in here and get their opinion. Just talk about what people know and what they think about the current day environment. And, you know, it's Sapper Month and what that means to people. And what's their thought process when it comes to what I like to think of is sexual misconduct. And it's not just sexual assault. Sexual assault is on the continuum of sexual misconduct. So, you know, my initiative is to educate people on exactly what sexual misconduct is for multiple reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to, A, understand what they're looking at, B, understand how they can seek help specifically for what's happening, and three, look, I say A, B, C, then three.
Yeah, which it's fine. We know. We're following.
Is, right? But just to be aware and just to stay out of trouble because sometimes things happen by mistake of fact. So, hey, real quick, you know, just to qualify myself, you know, I've been in 16 years. I was prior aircraft maintenance. I've been a paralegal since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go teach at the JAG school in 2012. I did that for 4 years. Where I held multiple positions. I taught attorneys, paralegals, taught them substantive law. So with all that, you know, I learned a certain skill set. So I take my skill set from working on planes and troubleshooting problems to the legal world, to education. So when I look at this platform of what's happening with sexual assault, and I've been in long enough for the law to have changed like three or four times, and I'm like, why are we still having this issue? Well, one of the biggest irritations for me is that I work in the legal office, so I deal with these problems every day, and I'm like, wow.
So you definitely see more of it than anybody else. So we're going to come back in a little bit and talk more about all of this, but for now we're going to go back into some more Childish Gambino. Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard Come Get It, Bae by Pharrell Williams. We are joined in the studio this hour by a special guest. If you want to introduce yourself yet again, sir.
Hey, this is Sergeant Johnson from the legal office, a.k.a. Jagatron. How's it going?
So we've been talking about a few different things since you got here, but right now we're going to talk about some definitions, just some, you know. We talked about Thirsty Thursday, thirsty for knowledge. Here is some knowledge.
Absolutely. So what I wanted to get into is the breakdown of what I'm calling the sexual misconduct continuum. And honestly, I want to start from the bottom because we normally start egregiously because everyone jumps straight to sexual assault. But if I could start from the bottom, if you think about how it can start on the philosophy of it all, it starts with sexual objectification.
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen everywhere when you see people drinking with, you know, when you go into a bar, you see an ad, you see a beer, you see a lady in a bikini, right? Sexual objectification, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's move up the continuum. So the continuum can show, okay, that can turn into sexual harassment because what you perceive is...
Yeah, because you're not thinking of that person as a person.
Right, you're thinking of their body as an object or an instrument to be used. And that's not everybody, but that's what, you know, through research shows what can happen. So you can get into a stalking type event, mm-hmm. which is misconduct. You get into sexual harassment, right? And so as you go up that continuum, the next thing you could get into really is, okay, so if you think about if you can sexually harass or stalk someone, the next mm-hmm. thing could be abusive sexual contact.
Yeah.
Right, and we'll get later into breaking down the actual definitions of that. So you got abusive sexual contact, and then up from that you have, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Aggravated sexual contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then up from that you have sexual assault, then you have rape. But in there, hey, I don't know if you know this, but if you send a photo to someone else of someone's maybe nude body that you received,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of consent, somebody wanted to send you that, and you send it to somebody else without their consent, you
mm-hmm.
can get in trouble for that. Did you know that?
I did, actually. Yeah, that's actually a pretty popular thing that happens to a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, and that is something you should not do, ever. Yeah.
So they just added that to the UCMJ.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get in trouble
Fantastic,
for that.
Fantastic that that's added now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so there's other things, like, if you ever heard of somebody flashing somebody?
Yeah, and of course that's wrong.
Right, that is wrong, but these are different types of sexual misconduct that is captured in the UCMJ. So that's pretty much the continuum of how,
mm-hmm.
You know, behavior can escalate from one misconduct to the other.
And so we're going to be talking a lot more about this after some music. And as we were talking about, it's Sapper Month, but you need to be thinking about this kind of stuff all the time. But for now, we're going to get back into it with Pearl Jam. Hey Wolfpack, you just heard some Panic at the Disco, so we have been joined this hour by a special guest. If you want to introduce yourself again, sir.
Hey, this is Sergeant Johnson from the Legal Office, a.k.a. King Consent.
All right, so we've been talking about all things kind of Sapper-related, since it is Sapper Month, although it is a very important topic to talk about, no matter what month it is, as we were talking about. So what else did you want to discuss with the Wolfpack today?
Oh my gosh, it's just so limitless. Like, I don't have
so much
enough
stuff,
time.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time, but I would take every single moment to talk about it. So I wanted to actually talk about how people perceive their sexual ethics. And so
mm-hmm.
I don't want people to think about people saying, this is how you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No, we're talking about how you perceive your actual sexual ethics and how you're treating people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because that can vary from person to person, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. But so again, so let's just say everybody has their personal experiences and their personal values about how they do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the Air Force, we have core values.
Yeah.
Right? So regardless of how you feel personally about your values, there's a limit to which the Air Force says, hey, you need to operate at this capacity at
mm-hmm.
all times. We don't necessarily care how you feel about it personally. Now, if you overachieve past the core values,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, you do it.
Yeah.
You go, Stellar Airman, right?
Yeah.
But don't fall below it.
There's a standard that everybody has to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that standard is the core values. So
mm-hmm.
then you ask yourself, is your sexual ethics or is your sexual values...
Mm-hmm.
in line with the core values of the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
So when you hear the core values, what are they? All right? I'm not going to quit you, right?
Yeah.
Integrity first,
yeah,
service before self,
excellence in
all you
do.
But if you break down what those core values actually are, so inside of integrity, you have things like honesty,
mm-hmm.
courage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when you're seeing these behaviors, and not necessarily sexual assault, because sexual assault happens mostly in dorm rooms and
mm-hmm.
in people's private dwellings, and you don't see that one-on-one action, but you can
mm-hmm.
see that continuum and that escalation out
yeah.
in public.
Yeah,
but
you can definitely tell if someone's uncomfortable.
Absolutely,
yeah.
But sometimes it starts with what people's perception of life is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking to someone and they're just inappropriate all the time and you're not checking them, you're
yeah,
part of the problem.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I like to bring up a lot, like having integrity is being able to check your friends when they're being inappropriate. So we're going to be talking a lot more about core values and what that means and all of that. But first, we're going to get back into the music with some Notorious B.I.G.
You're welcome.
Come on. Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard I Would Die For You. We are joined in the studio by a special guest. If you want to introduce yourself a final time for the day, sir.
Hey, this is Master Sergeant Calvin Johnson, Law Office Superintendent, a.k.a. Shark Super.
All right, so we've been talking about mostly Sapper-related things, a few other things, core values, that kind of stuff. But our time with Sergeant Johnson this morning is coming to a close, so I wanted to... Sorry if you out there listening are sad about that, but I wanted to have some final thoughts for the day. So is there anything you want to leave the wolf pack with?
Oh, man. So let's think about this. Final thoughts. So I want you to think about your friend. I want you to think about a situation where you could have got in trouble. I want you to think about where there was a mistake of fact. I want you to think about all those opportunities you had to make a different decision or convince somebody else to make a different decision. I want to try to drive people to be part of the solution, not just box checking and just saying sapper, moth, and things of that nature. I mean, we have to change the culture, not because it's moral stages of development. Stage one, stay out of trouble. But there's other stages after that, like for the greater good of people. We want to treat each other, you know, fairly on both sides. So that means not doing something people don't want and not falsely accusing. It goes both ways, right? So I just want everybody to think about each other. It's a universal principle. Final thoughts.
So those are your, yep, that's definitely some very wise words. And so if you want to hear more from Sergeant Johnson in the future, he's going to be in the studio with us on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. So if you want more from him, definitely tune in next week.
I normally give my number now, right? So you can hit me up, too. The hotline is 782-7238. And if I'm not there, keep trying. You know, leave a message. I like fielding questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So if you just can't wait till next Thursday to hear from him, definitely reach out to him. But for now, we're going to get back into the mix with another Prince song, When Doves Cry.
You're welcome.
Hey Wolfpack, you just heard Still Not a Player. I am Senior Airman Oriana Beard, a.k.a. DJ Obi-Wan, and we are joined in the studio this morning by a special guest. If you want to introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, this is Sergeant Johnson from the legal office, a.k.a. Jagatron.
So, we have had you in the studio the past couple Thursdays.
And yeah, we're just for sure.
Talking about a whole bunch of things. If you want to give us like a little introduction into what we're going to be talking about this hour.
Okay, so today... Well, first of all, this is Thirsty Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Yep.
All right. Those of you who are thirsty for knowledge, we're gonna talk about a number of different things. And we got a special brew for you today. We're going to be talking about how standards affects conduct and misconduct. And what we want to do today is go ahead and reach out to me. I want to hear what your thoughts are. You can find me on Facebook Messenger at Calvin with a K, Jagatron. That's Calvin with a K and Jagatron, J-A.
Yep, and he'll be checking that during the show, too.
Right.
So if you send him a message and we feel like, you know, we want to talk about it on air, you might get a little bit of a shout-out.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So we are just going to get right back into it, but we'll be back with Jagatron in a little bit. Here is All I Do Is Win. Hey Wolfpack, I am DJ Obi-Wan and you're tuned into 88.5 The Eagle, where we're serving America's best. If you were listening a few minutes ago, you know that we are joined in the studio by a special guest this hour. If you want to introduce yourself again, sir.
Hey, this is Jagatron, a.k.a. Master Sergeant Johnson, calling from the legal office.
So we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff this hour, but first, I wanted to let you guys know that if you wanted to reach out to Jagatron to kind of put some input into the show, he has a way for you to do that if you want to explain.
Absolutely. Facebook Messenger, you can find me at Calvin with a K, K-A-L-V-I-N, Jagatron, J-A-G-A-tron.
Mm-hmm. So if you message him anytime during this show, we might just read what you sent him on the air. I mean, don't send him anything inappropriate. But if you have any questions about anything we talk about, definitely reach out.
Yeah, hit me up. I want to make this show interactive as possible. I mean, we're going to be talking about certain topics, but the key to air power is flexibility. And
mm-hmm.
I like, you know, organized chaos. So let's do it.
All right. So what did you want to share with the Wolfpack this morning?
I was thinking about something. So, you know, working in the legal office, I get to see a lot of different things. And so what I've been thinking about here, talking about, you know, the sexual misconduct continuum of harm and how, you know, misconduct is affected by behavior. And so I was thinking about the standards, right? So here at Kunsan, I've been hearing a lot of, oh, that's just what we do at Kunsan, right?
Yeah.
So I'll see, like, uniform violations, like, mm-hmm. people. I mean, no offense to my flight line guys. I love them. I used to be flight line, but they'll come off the flight line wearing a reflective belt across their body. I'm like, where do you do that at? I mean, on the flight line, that's cool, but when you come out, right? So, but some people don't know. So then you get into whether people know the standard or whether they know it and choose to not follow it.
I think that's the case most of the time. I feel like everybody kind of knows.
That's the assumption, though. That's the assumption, because if you think about headphones, some people don't know you can't wear headphones in uniform.
Who doesn't know that?
There's a lot of people. Matter of fact, when I used to teach, I had a student come and ask me, hey, can we wear headphones in uniform? And I was like, that depends. And I said, go look it up. And he's like, no, we actually can't unless you're doing actual official duties or you're traveling or unless you're in PT gear actually running, you know, participating or in the fitness center. So some people just don't know standards. Now, I'm gonna give you let me give you an example.
All right.
So lanyards that people wear around their neck, like restricted area badges, they're only supposed to be worn in the area that you're supposed to wear it. So when you're not in the area, you're supposed to take it off or at least tuck it. Now, I said this to somebody and they were like, oh, well, yeah,
they
I know that, but,
it,
well, they said, I need to run it through my chain to make sure it's okay. And I'm like, it's in the rules, so.
All right, so we're going to be talking a lot more about different standards and different things that you should know. But first, we're just going to get back into the music with some Justin Timberlake.
You're welcome. I'm another woman that can take us from my...
Hey Wolfpack, you just heard My Love. So if you've been tuning in the past few minutes, you know that we have a special guest in the studio today. If you want to introduce yourself again, sir.
Hey, this is Jagatron, coming from the legal office. How you doing?
All right, so we've been talking a lot about different standards and, like, different things. Like, mostly having to do with kind of uniform stuff, like what people may and may not realize.
Yeah,
with different
standards,
like the lanyard thing we were talking about, how, you know.
Right. So if I, if I were to finish that story, so at the end of the day, I informed him straight from AFI that I just read that you're not supposed to wear them, and he pretty much was like, "Yeah, okay, well, I'll run this up the chain and I'll see what they say." And I'm like, "Well, the AFI already said it, so you want to run it up the chain?" So that is the analogy, and I can show you the parallel how people can look at a rule or a law and say, I'm going to choose to not participate in following that rule or law because of social norms, right? So something's wrong, but you're going to lean to the culture and say whether it's right or wrong. Now, that's true. In society, if something's truly wrong, we do need to look at it and change that rule, right? And you fight the power to change the rule. But if there's an actual rule that you need to follow and it's there for a reason, you follow that rule, right?
So you
can't just, especially in the military, you can't just break a rule because you want to. I.e., when you look at the sexual misconduct, right? You can't just do what you want to. And that starts at the lowest level, right? With sexual harassment, be it nonverbal, verbal, you know? You just got to pay attention to that type of stuff.
Yeah, you just can't be breaking rules just because you kind of feel like it,
right? And you need to know them. So I remember being a young airman, and I was walking with some sunglasses or something like that, and this technical sergeant was like, "Hey," I don't think he yelled at me, probably should have, right?
Yeah,
he's like, "Hey, those sunglasses are out of regs," and I'm like, "Okay," and I took them off respectfully because back then, you know, it was a different time. And I put
like
them up.
I still, you know, whip those sunglasses off my face if somebody helped me.
And so I took them off. And see, back then we didn't have smartphones, so I had to go all the way back to my maintenance shop, get on my ancient computer, you know,
and double check
the regs. And he wasn't right.
Oh, they were in regs.
What? it had changed. So my suggestion to people is you have these smartphones. There's an Air Force app out there that you can get the regs so quick. Yeah. Have the regs on your phone.
I actually do have a lot of the dress and appearance regs memorized because I like to kind of, I like nail polish, and I like to kind of push it with the nail polish, so I know exactly what the reg is.
Well, but so you saved it. Yeah. That's good, but you should always check and make sure it's up to date because they changed. But
yep,
keep those regs
change
on,
you. So we are going to come back with Jagatron a little later, but for now we're going to get back into the mix with Rihanna.
You know, young rich, you know, so with...
Hey Wolfpack, you just heard Bad and Bougie. I am Senior Airman Orion Beard, aka DJ Obi-Wan. And if you've been listening at all this hour, you know we have a special guest in the studio this morning. If you want to introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, this is Sharkatron.
Sharkatron.
I got multiple names. AKA Jagatron, AKA Master Sergeant Johnson from the legal office. What's going on?
A man of many nicknames.
Sure.
All right, so we've been talking about standards and how they kind of, you know, can factor into creating a good working environment and all that stuff. We were talking about nail polish a little bit, or I don't know if we mentioned it on the air, but it made me think of just, you know, how people kind of push the nail polish rule a little bit.
Absolutely.
And how that can kind of create like an environment of like, you know, if I can break that little rule, maybe I can break this little rule.
Well,
we were just kind of joking about how passionate I am about blues and nail polish and stuff.
So people will always find the gray, which is good. Mm-hmm. You know, you find the gray.
Yeah.
And then that causes people to look at the reg again and say, hey, what do we need to change to make sure we're clearing up this gray area? But there's a lot of flexibility there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I was a younger airman, I would push the envelope all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like now that I'm older, I just got tired of people talking to me.
Yep.
Stop talking to me, right? Because when it comes to uniform violations, things of that nature, it's up to the supervisor and the first shirt and the commander to actually enforce that, right? Because there's a portion on the EPR that addresses that.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, everyone has to help everyone enforce the standards, right? So that's why random people walk up to you like, you remember in Texas, you go, hey, Airman, right? 341, right?
Yeah.
But that was a different time. But it still applies. Hey, by the way, you're welcome for some of this music we're playing with this good mix.
Yep.
I don't know if you know that. I'm picking some of these songs, trying to make it diverse, but hey, you know, still waiting on someone to hit me up. I won't cry about it, but it's just an option.
Oh, you want to give them your information again?
Oh, sure, sure.
Someone's just tuning in right now.
Yeah, Facebook Messenger, Calvin with a K, Jagatron, two words. Hit me up if you want to. You might be working too hard.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. If you have anything to add, if you have anything, we might read some of the messages on air
if you have it. So I remember this story when I was at the school, and I remember when the slip-on shoes for blues came out for females.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out, everyone started wearing them like they're the ballerina slippers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it reads differently in the reg. So you have the pumps, and then you have the slip-ons.
Yeah, so the pumps you can show the top of your foot.
Correct.
But if they're flat, you can't show the top of your foot.
Well, so I would need to look at that reg again.
Yeah.
I don't wear slip-ons, but that was a big thing in tech school because they wanted to wear it. So it said it must cover the top of the foot, but the ballerina shoes only covered the toes, and then people were like, well, that's the top of the foot. I said, no, if we cut your toes off, you still have a foot, right?
Yeah. Well, that is your daily reminder to go and read some of the regs, because a lot of that is just pretty gray. Okay, I know I said that I was going to play Rihanna, and I didn't.
Bad
but this
Bougie.
Time, I am going to play Rihanna. Here is Kiss It Better.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Wolfpack, I am DJ Obi-Wan, and we are joined in the studio by a special guest this morning. If you want to introduce yourself again, sir.
Hey, this is Sharknado coming from the legal office, aka Master Sergeant Calvin Johnson. How's it going?
If you haven't been tuning in this hour, Sergeant Johnson has had a different name for himself every time we come back. It's usually Jagatron, though. I feel like the main one.
That's the one I came with, but I've acquired like three or four by working at the legal office, which is the Shark Tank, right? So
Shark Tank,
right?
Sharknado.
So
yeah.
So we got Shark. We have Shark, who's the SGA. He's the main.
Mm-hmm.
He's the agency chief. Then we have Shark 2. Shout out to Captain Estrom. She's the deputy, and then I'm the superintendent. So they normally call you Shark Super or Super Shark. But then
Super
Shark. Yeah.
I like Super Shark. That
I
would
do
be my
too.
Favorite.
I went to go change my jersey. He was like, no. You
What's on your
got
jersey right now?
Shark Super.
Aw.
Yeah,
Super
I mean,
Shark.
Yeah, you know, Shark didn't like that I was a Super Shark. He was like, well, so I'm just Shark? Yeah,
man,
that's kinda.
Like a, that's like a superhero, like, Super Shark.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to Miss Song, who's listening. She thinks I do super things sometimes. I make
yeah.
things happen like that. So
all
somebody
right.
thinks I'm super.
That's great.
That's all good.
So we've been talking about a bunch of different things this hour. We've been talking about standards. We've been talking about, you know, different uniform things that we've seen.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else for the Wolfpack?
Well, yeah, for sure. So the reason I was bringing up whether you know the reg and choose to disregard it or whether you don't,
mm-hmm.
when people see you doing it, they tend to lean to the fact that you might know and you're just breaking the rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though
yeah.
I try to give the benefit of the doubt. And when you approach people, be careful when you approach people, because
mm-hmm.
I've approached someone before and they wanted to fight.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, that was back in the day. But so you approach people with the, hey, I don't know if you know this, you know? But
yeah.
people know how to wear a hat, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, I remember the famous almost fight because I was telling a guy to fix his hat. But
oh, was he doing the back bit? Baseball cap
it,
kind
it
of
was
thing.
All the way tilted back, like it was halfway on his head. But this guy, he was about to get kicked
out. I actually
out.
Do have a really funny story about hats.
Tell
I know
me.
You were going to do
tell
your
me.
Tie-in.
Tell me.
There was a girl, she tied her hair in a bun at the very top of her head, and
mm-hmm.
she had a lot of hair. It was pretty thick hair, and so she just put her hat
on
top of the bun,
mm-hmm.
but it was poking out.
Right.
So it just looked like she was just wearing her hat
I'm
on
sure.
her bun.
I'm sure. So she was probably was, walking and it was spinning around the bun. Maybe. I mean,
yeah, like she walked outside and we were all walking with her and we were like, what?
Yeah, you just
are
wish,
you doing?
You just wish a gust of wind would come through
yeah,
and
just
blow
knock
that
hat.
Out.
She told it on her head, actually.
Well, I'm glad you told that story because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to look at
ridiculous.
What looks ridiculous. Sometimes you want to avoid what looks ridiculous.
Yeah. So we are going to be talking a lot more about that and just, you know, what else looks absolutely ridiculous. But first, we're going to get back into the music with Hey There, Delilah.
You're welcome.
That was Hey There, Delilah. You're listening to 88.5 The Eagle. And if you've been listening this hour, you know that we are joined in the studio by a special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself again, sir?
What up? This is Shark Super,
mm-hmm.
or Super Shark.
I like Super Shark better.
Super
I think you
Shark.
Should go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to change that jersey.
I'm
going to get that jersey changed.
Yeah, so we've been talking about standards. We've been talking about, you know, different kind of things, how people are just out there looking ridiculous sometimes.
Absolutely. And we're talking about, you could hit me up on Facebook Messenger
Ooh, yep.
at Calvin with a K, Jagatron, that's two words, if you want to. More to come. We'll be mm-hmm. doing that more often
yeah,
on these Thursdays.
Definitely.
Matter of fact, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to
uh-huh.
be going TDY in May.
Oh, so
yeah.
are you going to miss some Thirsty Thursdays?
Yeah, so I figured, man, we might need to tape some stuff. We get some pre-recorded, you know. Like, the people, we want to
yeah.
please the people.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be gone for a little bit of a month, but I'll be back
mm-hmm.
for Thirsty Thursday special.
You could
group.
Send somebody else in, maybe.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Laws.
So, yep, Captain Laws. So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
So what else ridiculous have you seen? Because I've
ridiculous.
Seen...
Ridiculous.
So look, check this out. So I was in the BX the other day, and I saw this guy... And he was just, it was all over the place. I will not say exactly what he was wearing, but so, it was just so ridiculous
yep.
that I just had to say something, right?
Yeah.
And I try not to be rude. But again,
yeah.
this goes
kinda,
back to,
you know.
This goes back to, and we'll talk about this in a final thought.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the person who's able to summon the courage to correct people, whether they know it or not? And that's a part of the integrity piece. You
yeah.
remember, we always
being
talk
able
about
to be
that.
Like, hey.
Right.
Maybe not.
So if you got to summon that courage, especially
mm-hmm.
in the military. Hey, everybody, maybe you don't want to be a hero, but people consider you heroes in the
mm-hmm.
armed forces, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, the civilian populace.
Yeah, they're just gonna freak out.
They just
going to Walmart. They were like, "Oh my god!"
Exactly, right? So
like
they
Superman just walked in.
Absolutely. So they treat you all the same. So you're considered
mm-hmm.
a hero to people, right?
Yeah.
So you got to have the courage just to do the little things, right?
Yeah.
And that's
just calling people out,
right?
But being nice about it, but still, you know, letting them. So what was this guy wearing? Like you just said,
oh,
he was being
god.
Ridiculous.
Man.
What was this guy doing?
He had like, and like I said, on prior flight line, he had like his hearing protection around his ankle.
Oh.
He had the. I mean, like he was really. really trucking it around the BX, and I'm like, you know how a broken, you know how the record scratches?
Yeah.
Right? You're like, what are you doing? I said, hey, two things. Like, there's a lot of things going on right here, but you can't wear that. You know, that's not a uniform item. I know it's on the flight line, but you're not on the flight line. That reflective belt, put it around your waist, buddy, or put it away, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just one of those things.
Crazy. So we are going to be coming back with our final thoughts. So if you have any messages you want to send him, send them now. But for now, we're just going to get back into the music with Truffle Butter.
Yeah.
Don't touch that radio.
Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard Truffle Butter. So if you have been listening any at all this hour, you know that we are joined by a special guest in the studio this morning. If you want to introduce yourself a final time for the day.
Okay, this is Jagatron.
Jagatron, going with Jagatron.
We're going back with Jagatron,
okay.
Just to cap it off. Master Sergeant Calvin Johnson from the legal office.
Mm-hmm. So we have been talking about standards. We've kind of been sharing some funny stories about people, you know, maybe who aren't in regs, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure everybody follows the Airman NCO page.
Absolutely.
Sees all those people that are just ridiculous. So do you have any final thoughts for the Wolfpack before you say goodbye?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, DJ OB, for having me on again.
Yeah, love to have you.
For Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah.
Feeding that thirst for knowledge and education, right, with our special brew. We have a special brew here for you. My final thoughts are, so the big scheme, the whole reason I, you know, wanted to kick this Thirsty Thursdays off, it dealt with the, you know, the education of sexual misconduct, and this is the initiative that I'm pushing. But why I wanted to talk about standards is because standards, rules, laws, we have these laws, and if you don't know them and you violate them, you still can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's whether it's a law like, hey, you who knew or should have known. Right?
Yeah.
So when we talk
about a lot of stuff that you need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about standards, the same thing applies. It's like you who knew or should have known that the standards exist. So when it comes to the whole sexual misconduct, there's a sexual misconduct continuum of harm, and it starts with sexual harassment, and it goes all the way up to the really, really bad ones, sexual assault and rape. And we, I hate to say these words, but we have to get very uncomfortable to talk about this stuff to make people understand how bad
it really is.
So if you know that, some people don't even know what sexual harassment is. I recently went through, you know, an EO example of a sexual harassment issue, and they just didn't know that it was actually sexual harassment. So there you go. That's
and you hear that a lot when people get in trouble for that. They're like, oh, I didn't know I was harassing this person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
you
then
gotta educate yourself.
Right. And so that behavior can actually be escalating if it's not checked at the lowest level.
Yeah.
So the tie-in for the final thought is standards, right? Cultural norms. There's a standard and there's a cultural norm. Do they meet? Probably not. And if they do, fine. But if they don't, you have to go by the standard and the law, right? To keep yourself out of trouble and to maintain the good social order. And if it needs to be changed, the law is there to be changed. But so my final thought is know what you can get in trouble for.
Yeah, that's definitely really good to keep in mind. Well, thank you so much for joining us this hour. We're going to get back into the mix with Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard congratulations. I'm Senior Airman Oriana Beard, a.k.a. DJ Obi-Wan, and as you know, if you've been tuning in for a while, it is Thirsty Thursday with Sergeant Johnson. So what are we going to be talking about today? You excited about another Thirsty Thursday?
Absolutely. Thursdays are just the best day for me to wake up because I know I'm going to come in here and we're going to be talking about something interesting. Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, you're not like a regular listener, 9 o'clock Thursdays, Thirsty Thursdays. So what are we going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to be talking about the infamous consent, but we're not going to just be grazing the surface on consent. We're going to be talking about the conceptual consent as a behavioral skill.
All right, so we're going to be just getting into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for now, we're just going to get back into the music with Down. Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard Wild Thoughts. So, it is the 9 o'clock hour on a Thursday. So, if you've been listening for a while, you know what that means. It is Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're here with Master Sergeant Johnson. You have a lot of nicknames. Which one are you feeling for this segment?
So we'll go ahead and start off with Jaggertron.
Jaggertron?
Right now.
Okay.
It's just the normal go-to for me, so we can do that. And yeah, we're talking about consent today, and it's a buzzword. You've probably been hearing it forever. If you've been in the military long enough, you always talk about what is consent, this is consent. But let's talk about consent as a behavioral skill, right? And talking about consent as a negotiation, right? So when you think about communication, you're thinking about, hey, I can verbally say yes or no. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. But what about a bunch of nonverbals that you see? Right, I'm one of those people who have a lot of nonverbal communication.
What's the actual statistic? Like, what percentage of communication is nonverbal?
I think like
it's 60, a lot.
Is
yeah,
it like 60 or something percent. We have to research that.
We have DJ AJ in the studio as well. Hey, if you want to say hi. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
she's gonna be chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about this. So 18 to 24 year olds, right? That is the highest percentage of somebody being a perpetrator or a victim mm-hmm. of some sort of, you know, sexual misconduct. But
that definitely sounds right.
Yes, the statistics also show that particular age group deals more with nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hit us with the stats.
So it says here that it's like 7% is verbal and 93% is nonverbal.
93% of communication is
nonverbal.
But they do break that up into tone of voice, which is 38%, but 55% is body language. So that's a lot.
Okay.
Body language.
So let's say this. If people are looking at nonverbals more than they're listening, and then you mm-hmm. add alcohol into a situation, right?
Oh, God.
So you could actually read nonverbals wrong.
Yeah,
but
lots of miscommunication.
Absolutely. So this particular segment, we're going to be talking about, are you negotiating consent properly, and are you using it as a skill? Starting at the lowest level, are you asking for consent for everything that you do, or are you
mm-hmm.
using, you know, nonverbal to use this, or are you using both to get that 100% this is a yes or a no? And
all
we're
going
to move into that. So you had a question for me about?
Oh, yeah. So when I was talking with the chapel on Tuesday in the Ed Center as well, we were doing some Earth Day trivia because Monday was Earth Day, so I'm kind of doing an Earth week. So the question I have for you guys to carry on with this trivia is, which is the largest ocean?
Pacific.
Do you agree? That was fast. That's the fastest answer we've gotten.
I can't
Do you
answer
agree?
Anything other than that. I'll be super embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to follow that one.
It is the Pacific Ocean. That hasn't tripped anyone up, but the chapel did have to take a really long time to figure out.
This is Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah.
Education.
We're thirsty for knowledge, and we got a lot, apparently. And we're going to be coming back talking about consent and more Earth Day-related things. But first, we're going to get back into the music with some Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah, Calvin.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
You just heard This Is What You Came For. So we are joined in the studio by a special guest this hour, since it is Thirsty Thursday. If you want to introduce yourself.
All right. Master Sergeant Johnson, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Sharkatron. Hey, mm-hmm. how's it going? Hey, This Is What You Came For.
Yeah.
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, so he comes in every Thursday at 9 o'clock. So during the whole 9 o'clock hour, if you want to tune in next Thursday, we'll be talking.
And you can hit me up at, on MySpace. What, Facebook Messenger? I said MySpace.
MySpace,
That's old.
We can hit you up on MySpace.
Yeah, still on MySpace. Facebook Messenger, Calvin with a K, Jaggertron. And the funny thing about it is we call it Thirsty Thursdays, and I literally have like three drinks here.
Yeah,
like,
he comes in here with water, coffee, and a smoothie every single Thursday. So
we're talking about consent this
Thursday.
Morning. Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just like Thirsty Thursday. Puns intended and all that, I'm sure, everyone. So, for consent, right? So,
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about this. Hey, what is the difference between consent and coercion,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you think about, are you that guy who just can't say, hey, I accept no, meaning
mm-hmm.
if somebody says no, do you continue to press the issue? Or when I say guy, person. So, when
mm-hmm.
you think about it, consent comes down to this basic fact. A person needs to be able to say yes or no. And to respect that individual, they need to be able to do that easily and freely, and the person who they say it to needs to be able to accept it.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big, like, just accepting. No, because, like, wearing someone down, do you really want to dance with someone just because they're just annoyed with you for having bothered them for so long? That's not a good.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
But listen, this type of stuff happens in, you know, particular situations dealing with sex, especially with young people. And sometimes some people, out of a fear, will give in out of the fact that they might be scared that they can't say no.
Yeah, because the person's just giving them creepy vibes and they don't want to, you know, become
Absolutely.
The next statistic of, like, somebody who got murdered, whatever.
Absolutely. So consent has to be negotiated at every level. And it might seem weird and it might seem, like, awkward, but you can't let awkward be that word that stops you from getting, you know, the absolute consent to make sure everyone is respected and to keep people out of trouble. So ask yourself, are you asking consent for everything? Grabbing someone's pencil, grabbing somebody's pen, having a dance, buying someone a drink. Are you getting consent for the things that you're doing? It should be practiced at every level. And I love consent. King Consent.
King Consent. That's one of your other nicknames. So we've been doing some Earth Day trivia, as well as talking about different talking points with interview subjects. You want to get into the next one?
Let's do it. Absolutely.
All right. So where does the majority of plastic go? Oceans, landfills, or it's recycled?
We're going to go oceans.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, so you're 2-for-2. Most of it goes into the oceans, sadly. You'd think landfill, but nope, it is going
mostly,
into the oceans.
Mostly food, like like good food still. You know, there's a lot of food waste.
Yeah, so we're just going to get right back into the music, though. We'll come back with King Consent for more on consent and more Earth Day trivia, since it is Earth Day week. Here is Forget About Dre. Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard What's My Age Again. So it is Thirsty Thursday yet again. So for the 9 o'clock hour, we always have Master Sergeant Johnson in talking about different topics. If you want to, I know you have a lot of nicknames, so which one are you going for this segment?
Sharknado.
Sharknado. So we are joined by Sharknado. And what are we talking about today?
We're talking about consent, and we're talking about consent as a conceptual behavioral skill and how to use it and how to apply it and asking yourself, are you getting consent? And do you truly know what consent is?
Yeah, definitely. Whenever you go dancing, you should keep those thoughts in mind.
Oh, yes. I get a lot of feedback from young ladies and women in general who just don't think people, specifically guys, sorry guys, don't understand what consent is, especially at a dance, at a discotheque.
Yeah, I don't think I have ever met a woman. Like, if I start complaining about, like, a guy dancing on me in a club, like, every single woman is like, oh, my God. Me too. Like,
absolutely.
So
I found out that I always used to ask this question, right? And, you know, controversial or not, but I recognize that women, you know, heterosexual women, regardless, would like to go to, you know, gay clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why do they want to go to gay clubs, right?
They're left alone.
Absolutely. They can go and dance and without having the pressure of being hounded by an individual who probably doesn't get the nonverbal that this person doesn't want to dance, or they don't understand the conceptual idea of asking someone to dance. That used to be a thing.
Yeah, like asking something like, hey, you want to dance? Not just like rolling up to someone and just...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, so...
It does work sometimes, but you got to make sure the person's into it and then leave them alone if they're not into it.
Yeah, you do, because here's the thing. When it comes to consent, I mean, we're talking about an overt act has to be the nonverbal or active oral communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So an active yes or no, or the overt act of, hey, yes or no. And so that's what people really want to see, but their mind can trick themselves to thinking that they're
getting... Yeah, and thinking like...
Absolutely. So, I mean, there are many times that I find myself asking, is this okay? Right? I mean, for myself...
And that's an important question to ask just anytime in your day.
Absolutely. You should. So that's why I said we should all practice. Ask for consent for everything that you do that doesn't involve just you. Heck, ask yourself for consent, right? Because that's a good practice. Do unto others as you want people to do unto you. Are you doing things that yourself thinks is okay?
Yeah.
That's
so
a fun...
Just
funny.
Have a good introspective moment. You might get tied up in the...
Right.
Syntax. We could just have an introspective moment.
Correct. Yeah. So one of the things we think about, especially, so this transcends all, you know, genders and sexuality, but in the traditional heterosexual sexual negotiations, especially among young people, mm-hmm. we talk about those nonverbals being an issue because young people go off of nonverbals more than they go off of actual verbal.
And most people do. We were talking about the statistics on that and just how much of conversation is nonverbal for anybody.
Absolutely, but everybody still mm-hmm. uses those nonverbals, and we want those overt acts, but when they're not so overt, they can get lost in translation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, if you think about the traditional way, regardless of what it is, you have an aggressor, and you have, and that's normally men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have women who are the perceived gatekeepers, and they have to demonstrate the resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why that? And that was the traditional script, but now, and that's the culture, but now that needs to be switched in a way, not that women are the aggressors. Women, y'all can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But switch to where everyone could be on the same page about what's going on. Consent everywhere.
Just thinking to yourself, is what I'm doing okay? Making sure you have consent. All right, so we're going to be talking a lot more about that, but we've been doing some Earth Day trivia. I've been trying to do this all week because Earth Day was Monday, but we need to be thinking about the environment and thinking about important things.
Absolutely.
Like consent, environment, just a bunch of important things that we all need to be thinking about all the time. So I have another trivia question if you're ready for it.
I am. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so why is plastic bad for marine life? So I have A, they mistake it for food. B, they get tangled up in it. C, both A and B, or D, it's not, they love it.
I'm going to go with Charlie.
Yep, you are right. So they mistake it for food and they get tangled in it. So next time you are getting a straw at the BX, think about how that could go like directly into a turtle's nose. Like just directly, just think about how gross that video is if you've seen it on Facebook. Just think about that. And then really ask yourself, is what I'm doing okay?
My three containers are reusable.
Yep, his drinks all reusable, my drink reusable. So just keep that in mind as you go about your day. Here is Half of My Heart. Hey Wolfpack, you just heard Half of My Heart. I am DJ Obi-Wan, and this hour is actually Thirsty Thursday with Sergeant Johnson from the legal office. He has a lot of nicknames. Which one are you feeling for this segment?
We're going to go with Super Shark right now.
All
right,
so we've been talking a lot about consent this hour, and we've also been talking a lot about the environment, because Earth Day was Monday, so I have been asking some of my guests some trivia questions. So if it would be all right with you, I would like to do kind of a speed round, because we haven't gotten to a lot of questions this hour.
You have my consent.
All right. So the first one is, what happens to plastic waste? So I have A, it's biodegradable. B, it never fully goes away. Or C, it's all eventually recycled.
We're going to go with Bravo. B.
So it never fully goes away. And that is actually correct. So, a research team with the Sea Education Association found in 2012 that the sea is actually full of what's called microplastics, which is terrifying because the fish are eating those, we're eating the fish, we're just full of microplastics at this point.
That's
so, that was in 2012 that they found that. So, next question I have is, how many tons of plastic are dumped into the ocean each year? So, both the Ed Center and the chapel got this one wrong. Potential answers.
Okay.
Your options are 1 million, 8 million, 20 million, or 50 million. And that is tons of plastic dumped every year.
Mm.
So what are you thinking?
You said 1 million,
1,
20 million.
8, 20, 50. For a million tons.
Oh, I'm going to go 20.
20? Okay, so the situation is not actually as dire, but if you think about it, yes, it is. It is 8 million tons of plastic are dumped into the ocean each year. So next time you're reaching for that plastic straw, think about how you can just don't do that.
That's a hard one.
The next one is a little difficult, too, and it's also kind of sad. So what percent of plastic is recycled in the U.S.?
I have to guess.
So it's 9, 35, 50, or 75%.
I'm going to go 9.
9%? That is correct.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, doing better than most of the people taking this quiz. So as of 2015, about 6.3 billion metric tons of plastic have been produced in the U.S., and only 9% of that have been recycled. So next time you're thrown out, everybody gets those plastic water bottles from the BX, because most people don't get the filters. You should get a filter. And then they just throw them out, and you need to recycle them.
So, funny thing real quick. In my dorm room, I actually have two receptacles, right? One just for recycling, one for trash. And I literally printed out the recycle sign and the trash sign for people who come in and are like, why do you have two? And so my cleaning lady, I was like, make sure you recycle this.
Yeah, so that's a super easy. Like, how hard was it, would you say, to buy another thing?
It was too
easy.
I was recycling before I got here.
Yep. So we're going to be talking more with you in a little bit, but first we're just going to get back into the music with some Eminem. Hey, Wolfpack, you just heard Lose Yourself. I'm DJ Obi-Wan, aka Airman Beard, and if you have been listening at all this hour, you know that it is Thirsty Thursday, and we are joined by a special guest. The host of Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
You want to introduce yourself?
So I guess we'll just go back to Jagatron.
Jagatron?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll go
solid.
Back to that.
Solid.
So in the final thoughts, what I wanted to really just get to is that consent is important, and it's one of the first things that's taught in all the trainings and preventions and interventions. But understanding consent at the basic level, you know, molecular, and at the highest advanced level, you have to understand if somebody is saying yes or no through active oral communication or overt acts. If there's any guesswork there, if the person doesn't have the ability to consent, that's a no.
Yeah.
Right? That's a no. So, yes, if you touch someone and you have not asked to touch them.
Yeah. Hands off.
Hands off. Don't do it, because you will get in trouble. Or if you got away with that, you're
you're making somebody uncomfortable. Even if no one calls you out on it, even if nothing bad happens to you, like, have some empathy.
Well, that's what it is, because at the end of the day, people want to be respected. Boundaries are a real thing. So go through
life. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize how disrespectful it is. Like, a lot of people who are doing that, maybe they've never felt that way. No one has touched them in a way that they didn't want to be touched, and they don't know what that feels like, and it's an awful feeling.
People have been punched before.
Mm-hmm.
People have been slapped before.
It's a different kind of feeling, yeah.
It's a different kind of feeling, but no one's asking for permission. Hey, can I punch you? Sure.
Yeah.
No. So people have been hit.
Yeah.
And if you've never had that, congratulations. Consider yourself blessed. But at the end of the day, I think it's horrible. But let's think about this. So, hey, you can think about this while you're sober, but a lot of this activity happens while you're drinking. But people use alcohol as an excuse all of the time. And I'll ask you, who is punching the police while they're drunk? Huh? People choose not to do that, right? It's like, oh, you want? I'm not drunk enough to
punch. But that's not an excuse. If you punch somebody when you're drunk, nobody's going to be like, oh, well, they were drunk.
Well, but when it comes to these cases, especially sexual misconduct, there are actual predators out there, right? And you can't do anything about those. But the people who have mistake of fact, or their inhibitions go down because they're drinking or things of that nature, say, oh, I was drunk. No. Are you drinking and driving every time you get drunk? No, you're choosing not to. Are you punching police every single time you're getting drunk? No, you're choosing not to. So make the right choice while drinking, even when it comes to consent.
Yep. So definitely some very wise words to leave the Wolfpack with. Thank you so much for coming in again today. So are you going to be here next Thursday? Or
I
are you
will
sending
be.
Somebody, okay.
No, I will be. I'll be.
All right. So Thirsty Thursday is 9 to 10 o'clock every Thursday. Thirsty for knowledge. Thirsty for coffee, water, and smoothie, which is the three drinks he always has with him. All right. So thank you so much again for coming
in.
We're going to get back into the music with Hypnotize.
You're welcome.